Down in the human heart there's a craving, an aching void that longs to be filled. Pleasures of earth nor riches can fill it. This deep desire our Maker has willed. Tell the love of Jesus everywhere you go. Sing the love of Jesus, let the tides roll. Swell the heavenly chorus, let the people know that His great salvation satisfies the soul. Jesus within will fill every longing. He the utmost my heart can aspire. He is a friend mid sunshine and shadow. Yes, He is all our hearts can desire. Tell the love of Jesus everywhere you go. Sing the love of Jesus, let the tides roll. Swell the heavenly chorus, let the people know that His great salvation satisfies the soul. Could there be here a soul that's in trouble, longing from sin and guilt and release? Our God has said that they shall have double, fullness of joy and rivers of peace. Tell the love of Jesus everywhere you go. Sing the love of Jesus, let the tidings roll. Swell the heavenly chorus, let the people know that His great salvation satisfies the soul.
And being in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious, and she brake the box and poured it on his head. And there were some that had indignation within themselves, and said, why was this waste of the ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence, and have been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. And Jesus said, let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She hath wrought a good work on me. For ye have the poor with you always, and whensoever ye will, ye may do them good, but me ye have not always. She hath done what she could. She is come aforehand to anoint my body to the burying. Mark 14:1-8. Good morning, friends, each and every one. Here now is our thought for today. It is the verse of all verses found in the Bible. We might call it the golden text of the Bible. Let me read it to you. Perhaps you've heard it many times before. From John 3:16, we read, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, in this verse is wrapped up a great wealth of God's treasures. One of the first things we observe is the word love. Notice that it was God's love. God, being the perfect creator as He is, we naturally expect, and rightly so, that He should have perfect love. It was this love of God that brought Christ to the world. Listen to these verses, beginning with Matthew 22:36. Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. This then was the answer which Christ gave to one who wanted to know what the greatest commandment was. It is love. Divine love for God, first of all, and secondly, love for others. In the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians, in the 13th verse, we read these words, "And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity." Friends, let me tell you that the greatest need in our age is that we may learn to love God more. It is then that His love will radiate from our lives and reach others. Let us analyze love for a few moments. Perhaps you've seen a rainbow. We understand that some way light waves are broken down through the moisture in the air or clouds, and the colors are shown separately in a rainbow. There's the red, the blue, the yellow, the violet, and the orange. Even so, did you know that love is made of various ingredients? Love is a blend of many virtues. Here are just a few: patience, kindness, generosity, unselfishness, gentleness, and sincerity. We could go on into some length discussing these, but time does not permit for us to bring out the many good qualities of each virtue. But if God so loved us that He gave His Son to come into this world of sorrow and endure the scoffs and scorns of those who despise Him, I believe that we should learn to love God. Now, the business of our life is to have these things fitted into our characters. That is the supreme work to which we need to address ourselves in this world, to learn love. Is not life full of opportunities to learn love? Every man and woman, every day, has many opportunities to learn this grace which is above all virtues, the love of God. The world is not a playground, it's a schoolroom. Life is not a holiday, but an opportunity to learn one eternal lesson for us all: how better we can love. What makes a man a good artist or a good musician? Practice. What makes a young lady a good stenographer? Practice. What makes a man a good man? Well, really and truly, first, it is to have the love of God in his heart. Next, that he should practice that in his daily life. Friends, I want to give you a little motto here, which I hope you will not adopt for your policy in life. Too many people already have this attitude. Listen, I lived for myself. I thought for myself and none beside, just as if Jesus had never lived, as if he had never died. Friends, you show me a person practicing that motto, and I will show you a person who is dead spiritually. Instead, let us strive daily to love him who died for us, and then go one step further and show the love of God through our lives to those who do not love us. This is life eternal. I'm not speaking of an idealistic love, but I am speaking of a realistic love, one which is active and will work for us the thing which hatred can never do. Show me a family where love is the rule of the home, and I will show you a happy home. Show me a city where love is the rule, and I will show you a city where the problems are few. Show me a nation whose God is the God of love, and I will show you a nation where the approval of God is resting, and where the angels of his love are encamping about the inhabitants thereof. Then show me a world where the gospel has gone, and those who were living in hatred and sin repented and turned from their sin, as did Nineveh when Jonah preached to them. And I will show you a world where there will be peace on earth and goodwill toward men. Listen to this poem. I ought to love my Savior. He loved me long ago, looked on my soul with favor when deep in guilt and woe. And though my sin had grieved him, his Father's law had crossed, love drew him down from heaven to seek and save the lost. I ought to love my Savior. He bore my sin and shame. From glory to the manger, on wings of love he came. He trod this earth in sorrow, endured the pains of hell, that I should not be banished, but in his glory dwell. D.S. Warner. Let us pray. Our Father, we're indeed happy that you loved us before we loved thee. and that because of that love, our lives have been richer and fuller than they could have possibly been otherwise. Accept our thanks today, and so fill us with the virtue and power of God, that we may be a light to reflect the true love of God to others, and we will give thee the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen. Be with us again next Sunday for our broadcast, same time, same station. Before we go, listen to this song, Tell Me the Story of Jesus. The singers are Bob Forbes, Doral Forbes, Melvin Doolittle, and Randall Flynn.
Tell me the story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest than ever was heard. Tell how the angels in chorus sang as they welcomed his birth. Glory to God in the highest, peace and good tidings to Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Tell of the cross where they nailed him, writhing in anguish and pain. Tell of the grave where they laid him. Tell how he liveth again.
This message has been brought to you by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. If you'd like a printed copy free of charge, let us know. Let us send you one without cost or obligation on your part. We may be of any help to you. Be sure to write us. Address your letter to The Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Now until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying may God's richest blessings be with each of you. A very pleasant goodbye.
Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard.